That was a tough one to begin things last night with the defending national runner up. Holy cow! When you whoever set the schedule really set it tough up for you guys, didn't they?
Yeah. I don't know. Our coach is always saying that we need to view every team as faceless, nameless opponents. So he said to go into each game as if we're playing a bad team or a good team. So I don't know.
How about you? I haven't had a chance to talk to you in a while. How are things going there? Getting ready for another year? How is the off season, the work? But I'm sure lifting and keeping shape and everything. How was fall camp for you?
Fall camp was pretty good. It was nice to be back because recently I broke my wrist in December snowboarding. But it's nice to get back into the swing of things. I missed all of spring ball, so it was definitely nice to get back to lifting and get back to conditioning and practicing and all the things like that. So
is that wrist completely healed? Are you back? You're practicing everything for the season now?
Yeah, it's healed, but it's just been a slow process so far. But yeah, it's healed. I'm ready to go.
As far as Coach Franzen and coming in, new coach and everything, new philosophy, new everything with this guy, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is. It's definitely been a change. A lot different from our old coach Tony Harper. But yeah, it's been nice so far. He seems to know what he's doing, and he's brought in a lot of good coaches, a lot of good guys so far. That's just been really a nice addition to all of our players. So
obviously, you know, two different coaches and a lot of different things. His philosophy, I'm sure, the way he acts, are just two different guys, isn't it?
Oh, completely. Our coach Tony Harper would definitely be the type that would not be afraid to yell at you and get you into shape. But Franz, and I don't think I've seen him raise his voice once. He's a very calm, very mature guy. He waits for the team, and he just seems to blend perfectly with us, and it's been a nice change so far.
Well, I'm sure with you, you had to fight your way back, probably a depth chart and playing time. I know it's early in the season, but where do you kind of sit right now?
Yeah, so I have had to fight back so far. Currently, I'm starting on quite a few special teams. And did pretty decent in the game, so I'm looking at some good playing time. I'm running as a number two for linebacker, so I am looking at some good playing time, and we'll see how the second game goes. But yeah, I did pretty decent on special teams, and they're trying to incorporate me more and more. So yeah,
that's terrific. That's great. You never know those injuries, how it's going to set you back, but you've worked your tail off to get back to get in the swing of things. And I'm sure the defense is going to be working hard this week, giving up 45 in the opener. Probably didn't sit well, did it?
No, it did not. Yeah, we had quite a few mistakes, just quite a few blown coverages, blown run defenses, and. We're definitely coming back with a different attitude this game. We focus on tackling as a team, and we just didn't do that last game. And we focus on takeovers or turnovers, and we just hadn't converted any of those hardly that game either. So we're definitely coming back with a different attitude, and we're gonna assess ourselves a little bit more.
Back to work this week. I know your offense, you know, kind of like the defense giving up. Offense only scored 13. I'm sure they're anxious to get back to work this week.
Yeah, definitely. We have some O-line missing currently from injuries, but they should be back this week, and we're definitely looking to get up on that board early and keep going. So they're going to be practicing hard this week and getting ready for the game too.
And that, of course, was a road game. Now you got your home opener, so it's gonna be good. Your next two are at home, right there in the friendly confines of Lloyd Wilson Field.
Yes, of course. And I get to see Drew too. So Drew plays for Dort now, so it's gonna be nice to see him again, the old McCook product.
Exactly. Drew Dom, we've mentioned him, we've talked to him a couple of times and everything. He's I haven't had a chance to talk to him lately on what's going on in fall camp, but he's going to be making his way. They're a ranked team, 14 coming in, so obviously a good team coming in, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Yep, they had a tough battle with Midland this last game, and unfortunately they lost, so they're definitely going to be coming in here looking for a win, and they're going to have a tough attitude to them, but so will we. And so I think it's going to be a pretty good shakedown.
You're looking forward to every game, Paxton, but is there one particular game this year you're really, really looking forward to?
I don't really know. I look forward to every game. We have such a tough conference that mostly every team we play is really good and or ranked, and so it's nice to have that kind of competition in a conference. So I usually just look forward to all of our opponents that are going to be tough like that.
Well, sounds like, again, you're doing great in special teams, but you want to be on that defense. You want to get some more snaps out there, don't you?
Yes, of course. Of course. I'm practicing every day. I'm trying to make myself better and make the team better, and we'll see in time.
How about studies, classes, getting everybody back in routine, going to class, practice? I'm sure that's working out okay, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been working out fine. I got a really busy schedule, but it's been working out fine. I make time for plenty of studies and football practice and all this stuff like that. I'm getting all my schoolwork done, so it's going pretty good so far.